USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
14 children are dead after a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. That's according to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who said a teacher was also killed in the shooting at Robb Elementary School, which is about an hour and a half west of San Antonio. Abbott announces a suspected shooter has been killed.
Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased. And is believed that responding officers killed him.
A 66-year-old and a 10-year-old are also listed in critical condition. The alleged shooter reportedly also shot his grandmother before entering the school and opening fire. The White House saying President Biden has been briefed on the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The dangers of human smuggling once again come to light in Mexico. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. Four others were missing following the accident. Authorities said those who drowned and those rescued were migrants from Honduras.
State Farm is encouraging its agents in Florida to donate books promoting transgenderism to five-year-olds to their local schools or public libraries, according to an email shared by a whistleblower. In a statement to the Washington Examiner, State Farm defended the program, saying it's strictly voluntary and that the strategy of the program has since evolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, Sweden and Finland have officially submitted applications to join NATO. Turkish officials are currently saying they oppose Swedish and Finnish entry into NATO. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg says Russian President Vladimir Putin has not achieved his goals in Ukraine.
He made a big strategic mistake. Because actually I believe... that one of the purposes, one of the stated purposes actually with this invasion of Ukraine was to get less NATO on Russia's borders.
The former president and former vice president are endorsing two different people in the Peach State.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has endorsed incumbent Georgia Governor Brian Kemp as he faces a primary challenge from former Senator David Perdue, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Perdue is hoping to force Kemp into a runoff after Tuesday night's primary. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Actor Johnny Depp's bid to dismiss his ex-wife Amber Heard's counterclaim is being denied. The counterclaim is alleging Depp's lawyer damaged Heard's career when he accused her of creating an abuse hoax against Depp. Heard's legal team is resting their case, which resulted in Depp's team making the routine motion to dismiss Heard's countersuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.